I really don't like to be told what to do.
Gary, thanks for talking with us.
Well, thank you for talking with me.
You have just started an initiative, a nonprofit called Our America Initiative. What is Our America?
Well, so 501c4, which is a committee. As honorary chairman of that committee, I get to speak out on the issues of the day. We get to raise money and speak out on the issues of the day, and so I'm really excited about it. There's been a lot of interest, and I got out of office. I really purposefully didn't want to have an opinion on everything that was going on because I feel like, from a political standpoint, that individuals should get involved and then get out.
You were governor of New Mexico from 1994 to 2002. You were reelected and then term limited out for a third consecutive term.
Well, and being a firm believer in term limits, maybe I wouldn't have been reelected. And term limits, really, I think as a result of term limits, politicians do things that they might not otherwise have done. And maybe I wouldn't have been as bold, if you want to say that.
What were your three big accomplishments as governor of New Mexico?
Well, first of all, I think that I really did a good job when it came to controlling the growth of state government. I would have vetoed 750 bills while I was governor of New Mexico. I would have had thousands of line items as governor of New Mexico. Putting that into perspective, that was like almost more than the other 49 governors in the country combined. New Mexico's 2-1 Democrat. I got elected as a Republican, but by saying no to state spending, and I say K-N-O-W, by saying K-N-O-W to what government should and shouldn't do, I think really did a great job of showing people that government doesn't have to spend money to make you happy, that government really needs to be providing level playing field.
What was one of the areas where you cut spending or got government out of business altogether?
Really, it was across the board. I mean, it was about best product, best service, lowest price. So without exception, I think that happened. Over an 8-year period in New Mexico while I was governor, the number of state employees excluding education went from 13,000 to 12,000. So a 1,000-person reduction in state government over an 8-year period, that had never happened before. And that, just from a common-sense standpoint, would tell you that government was more efficient because I'm going to argue we did more with less people. That's good government, and that's what happened. Now, since I've left office, my successor has taken that number from 12,000 now to 16,500. I argue no area of state government has been improved, and yet there's been that many more employees added at a cost of, back of my napkin, a couple hundred million bucks, factoring in benefits.
You're basically exploring the idea of running for president in 2012. Why?
Well, actually, as part of the 501c4, I can't comment on that. I can't say that I have any interest in running for federal office. How these issues will resonate, again, rather than sitting on the couch and wondering how these issues might resonate, this 501c4, OurAmericaInitiative.com, is allowing me to do that, and I'm doing it, and I'm grateful for it.
Now, I was going to say, to talk about Our America, on the website at OurAmericaInitiative.org.
Dot com, excuse me.
Okay. You talk about a series of issues. Can we run through those
Give
us the one-sentence summary? The economy.
Well, stop the spending. Stop the spending, common sense. Look, deficits out of control, and that's going to have a major impact on all our lives. So strong dollar rather than weak dollar.
Would you
policies.
Have voted against the TARP bailout?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And stimulus package?
Yes.
Okay. Drugs?
Drugs. I think that we should legalize marijuana. Of course, when you say legalize, it's not a one-sentence question, right. Nick, but when you talk about legalizing marijuana, look, it's never going to be legal to smoke pot. Become impaired, get behind the wheel of a car. Never going to be legal for kids to smoke a pot. But let's tax it, let's regulate it, let's control it.
What do you see as the effects of the drug war have had on the country, and how much of that is a pressing problem in your estimation?
Well, half of what we spend on law enforcement, half of what we spend in the courts, and half of what we spend in the prisons is drug-related. So by bringing about what I will call rational drug policy, by mirroring what we did with prohibition, which was to do away with prohibition, freeing up a lot of resources then for real crime, for courts that can actually drug disputes that would now get played out in courts rather than with guns. So it would make this country a much better place overnight.
You were one of the first politicians, or the first prominent politician, to stake out this position in the United States. Describe a bit how that played out in your political career. What was the ramifications of that? Are you still in a lonely position?
Is this the third line of cocaine on the plate of American politics, drug legalization?
I found the issue to be very thin ice. I found the issue to be a good issue, that people really do understand this with just a little bit of knowledge, and that that it is going to change. I believe that the issue right now is at a tipping point nationally. We've had a vote in during the last general election in Massachusetts to vote to decriminalize marijuana by a vote of 65 to 35. Wherever medical marijuana has been on the initiative, it's passed overwhelmingly. Gallup poll just a couple of months ago suggests that 44% of the population of this country believes that marijuana should be legal. It's never been that high. So, again, I found people armed with just a little bit of knowledge on this topic move to a more rational position.
Who are your political heroes, then?
You know, I thought I had a whole bunch of them until I got involved in the process, and then I found out that there just aren't principled individuals involved in politics. And not that I didn't make a lot of really good political friends and found a lot of individuals to be very principled in what it is they've done. For the most part, I've been disillusioned on political heroes. Back to this notion of actually doing what you say you'd do. That's the rare breed, and those are my heroes.
Yeah, I mean, are we adult enough? You know, it's kind of stunning to think that we're 10 years into the 21st century. Are we finally grown up enough where we don't need political heroes, or we don't need a leader? What we need is somebody who will allow, you know, infinite number of individuals to get on with things.
Well, having the libertarian leanings that I have. And that would be based on, I really don't like to be told what to do. I understand what's right and wrong, and that doesn't necessarily always equate to the law. Laws should be common sense based, and it really, do we need laws to tell us what's right and wrong? Not really. Fewer the laws, the more orderly society is. But again, we're moving in opposite direction to that. More and more laws dictating how we should live our lives, and one size doesn't fit all.
Is America ready for a prominent politician who has scaled Mount Everest?
Is America ready?
When did you climbed Mount Everest. You
climbed
have been
Mount
to
Everest,
the top of the world.
So left
what
office.
Year was that?
2003. So left office and actually got to the top of Mount Everest.
So it's all been downhill since then.
It has been downhill from there. No, it was a great experience. It was a fabulous experience.
What drove you to do that?
You know, I've got a goal to climb the highest mountain on each continent in the world. I've had the good fortune of doing four of them, and barring some sort of a catastrophic injury, I will make it to the top of all these summits. There's no rush to do it, but I just thought that would be a great way to see the planet. And again, fortunate enough to have gotten to the top of four of them to this point.
I'm Nick Gillespie for Reason TV with Matt Welch of Reason Magazine. We want to thank the former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, currently with OurAmericaInitiative.com, for talking to Reason TV today. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.